The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Versus LaGrasso right here on Vince Russo's The Brand and Big Vito Brand Audio. I'm the Mrs. Part. I'm Noelle, and this is my husband. He's the Mr. Part. Big Vito, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm from the 813, people. The B-I-G-V from the 813. Coming to you live, baby, live, the Big Vito Brand. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Hope everybody had a great day. You know, and of course, Mr. Well was spoiled once again on another Sunday and another holiday. How's it feel being the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G's wife? I mean, you got a lot of perks.
Well, you bought me this sweater.
I did. Valentine's
Day. Do you know what, though? You know what kind of sweater this is?
Tell me.
This is the divorced single mom sweater.
Really?
Watch. I'll show you how I can transform. Watch this. You ready? Vito, my child support was late, and you were supposed to drop the kids off at 6 p.m. That's the divorced mom sweater. Right, you like that? Did you like that?
I gotta say,
the car window.
Noelle, you can keep the kids. I'm revolting on your child support, and I ain't paying you shit, bitch.
Oh, you called me bitch again. I'll wash your mouth out with soap. How was your Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was good. I got the gym tan laundry today.
I don't care about that. How was your Valentine's Day?
Can I finish? Always got to interrupt me.
You paused. That was space for me. So
I got the gym tan laundry. Okay. Then before even that, I got Miss Noelle some flowers, some wine. Then we went to Disney, her favorite place. And we rode some rides, and, you know, we made like we liked each other, and we kissed at the castle, took some pictures, you know, some fans came up on us.
Oh, my God, we got destroyed by fans. We had podcast fans today. Yeah, like, when does that happen?
Yeah, you know, it was a good day, guys. Even though it rained, it was shitty. It's just tired. It's been a long day for the B-I-G-V, from the L-O-G.
Vito ate candy today.
And I actually had a piece of fudge, guys. And I haven't had that in 4 months.
That fudge was good.
And, like, when you see pictures online, if you're on Facebookers, I'm looking thin. I'm looking lean.
It looks very good. I wanted to give a shout-out to the nice lady that works at the confectionery.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
She brought us I tasted a piece of Vito's fudge, and I was like, oh, I should have got the pineapple, the marshmallow pineapple one. She heard us and went inside and brought me out a piece of the pineapple marshmallow fudge, which was really sweet. So thank you so much. Disney Magic. I love Disney Magic.
Nice to see when Disney really backs up the magic.
Yeah, it's nice.
They've been getting a shitty name lately, but it's good to see.
It's good to see. And the people that work there work really hard. They're wearing masks all day. And a shout out to the cast members that are really trying to keep and make everybody happy. And we got to ride the Haunted Mansion, which we love to ride together. And you got to ride Winnie the Pooh because you like it. No, you do. That's your thing. When you see Winnie the Pooh, your whole face changes. And you go, oh, man, those are old
school.
And
what about the two people on top of you?
Oh, Chip and Dale. Yeah. If you go check out Vito's Instagram at the Big Vito Brand, I'm going to have all the pictures up. We even have fan pictures. Taking pictures with us, which was crazy, but it was fun. We had a really good Valentine's Day. We hope you guys had a really good Valentine's Day too. Vito, though, I have to ruin your Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You lost again.
Lost what?
The vote. You lost last week's vote, dress up or dress down. It was like 73% or 74% of the people said they would like to dress down. Like,
you're a bunch of slobs. You don't know what the hell you're doing. All right. You got to look like bums out there. Right. You know, when you're from the 813, you always got to dress up and be with
what
me.
What is this 813 thing? You've been doing it all day.
Oh, my God, because I'm from Tampa, yo.
You're not from Tampa.
I'm from Tampa. I'm a rapper. I'm a shaker. baker, candlestick maker, former Nick, former doctor, okay?
You were never a doctor. You were never a doctor.
Oh, my God. Did I work at a chiropractor's office?
That doesn't diagnosis. Make you a doctor.
But I was doing diagnosis.
No, you were not. You did exercise therapy.
Was I sending people to MRIs?
That doesn't make you a doctor.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
They were consulting me.
Let me tell you something.
I concur.
I can't.
I actually use that in the doctor's office.
He used to like to say, I concur. Sometimes he would call me from the phone from the doctor's office and say, Babe, I concurred today.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. You know, doing 10 years of med school like I did. You know,
when did you do 10 years of med school?
Oh, my God. Just for go with it.
But I don't want to.
But you have to question everything.
Because it's not real.
All right. It's just like we've been dating. We dated for 5 years. We got married. Okay?
We dated for like a year and a half. And then we had engaged.
We were on and off for five.
We were never on and off.
We were on and off.
No, we weren't. We were never on and off. It's Valentine's.
I know, and we made it to this far.
I don't know. I'm still wet a little. My hair's wet. Anyway, Vito, you picked a topic for this weekend. I mean, this week, excuse me.
All you people want to dress down. You disgust me.
What's wrong with dressing down?
You got to dress up. Dress to the nines, Joe.
Well, they said they'd like to dress down, and that's great, and I agree with them. I like to dress up when it's time, but dressing down is more comfortable. But you picked the topic for this week. Do you remember what you picked?
Go ahead. Tell them. Stop drinking. Tell them.
I'm parched. Un momento, por favor.
Yeah, you're more than parched.
Anyway, you picked the topic last week where you said, who would you rather podcast with? Who would you rather be the co-host to, the bald guy or the hot chick?
Right.
Which one would you choose? Who do you want to podcast with? Vito, your topic, you started off. Give them your best pitch on who.
Guys, if you had a chance to podcast with the BIGV from the LOG, right? Sex symbol. We actually did something awesome on the way home today.
Wow, you just trailed right off something else.
Right?
It's really happy on Disney days.
Right. What famous personalities, actors, movie stars, since I am an actor and movie star, right, were strippers? The list that came out was awesome, right? What famous actors or movie stars or celebrity personalities made the cover of Playgirl magazine? Big Vito is on both lists. You sexy son of a bitch, you.
There was only two people that made both lists. Do you know?
Just go ahead and tell the people.
You. And Brad Pitt.
And me and Brad Pitt.
I'm sure there's more, but on the two lists of people that are actors and strippers and appear on any portion of the cover on Playgirl was Brad Pitt and Vito.
Isn't that some two pussy getting motherfuckers?
Vito!
I'm sorry, I gotta say it the way. Look at that! Yeah, it's Stallone. Yeah, Burt Reynolds. You got the BIGV from the LOG. Stallone was
on the list.
He was
not on the list. Stop making shit up. But you're now making shit up about Stallone. Where's your mind?
Guys, legit, when you're talking about the people who make the cover of Playgirl and are strippers.
Oh, God help me.
God help you. Now, for all the ladies out there, and you know, I crashed a bachelorette party today at Disney.
I'm done. What happened to the show? You're supposed to be telling people why they want to.
So wouldn't you want to be with the man with personality, right? The man who's a sex symbol, the man who's a shaker, baker, dancer, candlestick maker, right?
You've never made a candlestick in your fucking thing.
Right. And you're talking about somebody whose smile is lighting up your screen. His teeth are white. He's so happy. Look at me. Look. You're beautiful, Vito. Beautiful. Who wouldn't want to co-host with me?
Huh? Guys, honestly, like, this entire show is just about how Vito loves Vito, and I'm just a regular, everyday person. A regular purple-haired chick.
I love Lucy, I love Vito. I mean, it's a good thing.
We already have an I Love Vito show on Patreon. I Love Viti is on there because Ray loves you. Has nothing to do with me. It's to do with Ray.
But it's drawing.
Guys, this is my pitch. I like everything you guys like. We have things in common. I play video games. I watch sports. The wrestling. We all love Randy Savage except Vito, right? We all do. I love Disney. I read comic books. I watch WandaVision. You guys watch WandaVision. Vito doesn't watch WandaVision. He doesn't know anything about Star Wars. He hates Baby Yoda. Who hates Baby Yoda? I'm the one you want a podcast with. I am the one who will be a host with you. Not a host, and then you sit there, and the host talks about himself, and then you just nod your head. I want to have an interchange, a conversation, an exchanging of thoughts and mind. I want to talk about Batman. I want to talk about Catwoman. I want to talk about WandaVision. I want to talk about Star Wars. He just wants to talk about himself.
It sounds like you want to be with somebody else.
We're talking about co-hosts. I'm talking about co-hosts. I don't want to be with anybody else.
I mean, I know, you know, like, my wife is into all these nerdy things, and I'm not. I like to watch UFC. I like basketball. I like sporting events, okay? I like to go to happy hour. I like to go to the beach. I like to play volleyball at 4. I'd like to...
What, are you trying to get a date? I like long walks on the beach and jet skiing.
I like to hang out at Hogan's, okay?
You've never been to the new Hogan's.
I haven't been to the new Hogan's yet, but if I live closer, I'd be there every day.
You could go now. You only live an hour away.
But if I went by myself?
Do what you got to do, brother.
If I did.
You don't want to take your beautiful wife? Valentine's.
We're talking about co-hosts. Now, if I took my female co-host to Hogan's and we did a show there remote from Hogan's, that would be something.
Does it have to be a female co-host?
Yes, of course.
You realize that, as I have previously told you, our market is over 80% men.
There has to be some females out there who want to come out of the woodwork. Feel free.
I don't see any, and I'm really looking.
You know, it's nice when your wife just knocks you.
Nobody's knocking you, but you are trying to replace me with another woman. It's not supposed to be about sex.
I'm not going to sit here and co-host with a dude.
You already co-host with other dudes.
That's because I have to, not because I want to.
Oh, so should I call Virtue and tell him you have to co-host with him? Or Ray, and so you have to co-host with him?
I enjoy co-hosting with them, but it's not like I'm going to sit here randomly. But if I have to pick a new co-host, analyst, and digital producer, it's got to be female.
That digital producer, that's not part of the debate.
It's part of the debate.
Well, good luck finding a digital producer female, because there's not a whole lot of them out
there. Them bitches are out there.
Stop calling women bitches.
I'm not saying women are bitches. I'm just saying because we're on this show, and every time I say bitches, I think of Vince Russo because he never paid for pizza.
Why is this still going on?
Not because he never buys nothing.
Now, he said this week on Twitter, and this is totally off the subject, guys, and I'm sorry, sometimes we stray, but this week he said clearly on Twitter, and I saw it, Vito never reached in his pocket for pizza once. He said that. And then he had a, oh yeah, you don't know?
No.
And then there was a live on Twitch. He was doing a live on Twitch and somebody came on and said, please go on Big Vito's Patreon and finally end the subject of who paid for the pizza. It was on his live stream.
And what did he do?
I don't know. I only had a screenshot sent to me.
He probably laughed at our next question, but
But he said you did not pay for the pizza.
What?
Do I have to book
him? If it wasn't for me, Vince Russo wouldn't be in a wrestling business.
God, why does he even speak to you then? You ruined his life.
Wait a minute. He's making bank, yo. He's driving a Range Rover.
No, he drives a Jeep.
He switched to a... You didn't hear he bought a Range Rover.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
He bought a Range Rover?
Fuck, he bought a Range Rover. Copying the status of the B.I.G.
Well, you drive a Hummer. Well, you almost bought a Range Rover.
I'm trying to buy a Range Rover.
Fido, I think people should podcast for me because I am a lot more relatable than you. I'm more relatable to you guys than him.
If I'm sitting here with somebody else podcasting, shit would be over.
Vito, what kind of watch do you wear?
Rolex and Bulova's.
Okay, guys, you know what kind of watch I wear? A Mickey Mouse watch.
I have one of them too.
I know, I gave it to you. But you wear Rolex. Okay, so I'm more relatable. I wear a Mickey Mouse watch, and Vito wears a Rolex.
Right.
We have more in common than you have in common with the shiny bald man to my side.
I am Versace, and Louis Vuitton, and Armani, and your... Oh, and Calvin. And your...
I just like clothes, so I buy them. I don't really go to Versace.
Katie Spade.
I do like Katie Spade, but that's still not Rolex. No. Not even in the neighborhood of Rolex.
No, where?
But that's the highest end thing I buy.
Right. I'm Diamond V. Brady, and you're...
Who's Diamond V. Brady?
Remember Diamond Jim Brady?
Who's that?
It's an old saying.
Okay. Oh, I have no idea what that means, but it's not me. I'm just a regular person, and I'm more relatable than he is. I mean, if you want to come on a podcast with him because, oh, he's Big Vito or something like that, okay, fine. But let me tell you something. After a while, this LOG thing gets on your last nerve, okay? Right.
But then, ladies, when you come on my show, you get breakfast.
But this isn't... You can't... Not sleeping with somebody. They're podcasting with you. And that doesn't even mean sitting right next to you.
Manny, you're
for
Petty's.
Breakfast. He never takes me to Manny Petty's.
You never want
to
go.
You never offer.
I have to go alone and sit in a salon with all these women.
You never offer.
Get my nails done, my eyebrows done.
He's not going to do that for you because he doesn't do it for me.
No, because she doesn't want to go. She doesn't tell you the truth.
You wait until I sit down for the new WandaVision. And then you go, you want to get your nails done?
You know exactly when I go.
And you know exactly when the new episode of WandaVision comes out.
So what's more important? WandaVision or going to sit there to deflect hoes from your husband?
WandaVision. My husband is going to get hose all over him anyway. You even said pussy falls into your lap. You're
it
a pussy
does.
Getting under the...
Well,
then what am I going to do? Am I going to sit there and fight women or am I going to sit here and watch WandaVision? I'm going to watch WandaVision. You know why? Because I'm confident in who I am. I don't need to go out there and deflect women. I know who I am. I know who you're coming home to. Now, am I going to go there? Am I going to go there and make myself angry or am I going to stay here and fucking watch Disney Plus? I'm going to watch Disney
Plus. Don't get mad when people put me on cakes.
No, that's still not right. That's still not right, this cake thing.
I've been on many cakes, yo.
Good looking cakes, so I don't need to be on cakes. I am cake. Sweet. Mm-hmm. You knocked your pillow off.
Yeah, because I hung and hanging myself. Oh my God.
You don't think I'm sweet like cake? I'm
not
sweet like sugar. It's Valentine's Day. I can't even get like a little.
I gave everything I had today at Disney.
Really?
Did I suffer in the fucking rain and cold?
It wasn't cold, only on the boat. It was fine. It was a nice day. It was drizzling when we left. I thought it was a nice day at Disney.
And
you got to ride the Haunted Mansion and yell at all the ghosts like you like to do and you rode your Winnie the Pooh, and you were all happy about the, like, Tigger bouncing and stuff. Like, we rode all the rides you like.
I didn't go back to Splash Mountain, people. That shit is always the longest line in the fucking thing.
And I can't ride it.
And I love Splash Mountain.
Somebody please come to Disney and ride Splash Mountain with Vito, because I can't ride it, and he is so sad, and I'm not allowed to ride it.
So, like, now, if there's females out there...
No, it's anybody. You can't narrow it down. You can't make new rules.
Why do we have to do it your way?
Because you're making new rules. You're making new rules. You can't change the rules. It's co-hosts, not females. It's co-hosts.
But if they're replacing you, they have to be a female co-host.
No, they don't. It's just who would you rather co-host right. with? It's not saying they're replacing me. It's co-hosting a whole new
right.
show.
If you're a female and you want to co-host with the BIGV from the LOG, submit an application. Send it to my email. We'll talk about it.
Don't send anything to his email because I check it.
Send it to my personal email.
Where I check that
too. Guys.
I run the Big Vito brand, so you're not getting a new co-host. This is a vote who the people would rather
co-host
with.
Why are you blocking me?
Because you don't need to. Vito. Vito.
She's blocking me. You're watching this.
Yo, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Vito, the thing is, who would you rather co-host with? Not you replacing me with someone.
I can't believe
it's who they would rather co-host with.
I can't believe you're actually jelly.
Oh, honey, I'm not jelly of anybody.
No, please. You're deflecting my friggin' incoming babes.
No. Why do you need incoming babes? Am I going to have to use the divorce sweater?
No, because I need co-hosts if they're taking you.
My alimony check is late.
Okay. I promise you, you're not getting shit.
Well, good. Then I'll stay here and make your life fucking miserable. No problem.
No, I just...
This is supposed to be about who they want to co-host with, not who you want to co-host with.
I didn't name names. I'm just trying to get them on board.
No, you did this all wrong, and you ruined the whole fucking show again on Valentine's Day, which is so typical you. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a saint. What the fuck are you next week? Alone, because you're being a jerk.
No, I want to be at Armani's buying something.
I've never seen you shop at Armani.
I was past there. But you
Yeah, that's really cool.
It is.
I went past a lot of places.
Yeah, but I did. I went past to revisit my roots, my place. Did you go on Versace?
That's great. You went in Versace. Nobody cares.
And Louis.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You notice how she's protecting her turf, people. Brick face and stucco.
I am not protecting any turf. I'm telling you, you chose what this topic is, and now you're changing the topic. The topic is who they want to co-host with.
Guys. I know there's 99% guys, but if it's 1% female, you see, she's protecting her turf.
I'm not protecting my turf. I'm protecting the integrity of the show and the quality of the vote. You're changing it during the show again. Always. Always changing.
I love that you're jealous.
Oh, I'm not jealous.
You are jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. I'm good, bro. I'm good, bro.
Guys.
I am not jealous.
If you think Noelle is jealous, put it on Twitter. I want you to. Is she jealous? Yes or no?
That's not the vote this week, guys. The vote is, who would you rather co-host with? Fun, happy, pretty, purple hair Noelle. Or
the BIGV from the 813, the Big Vito.
Oh, fuck. You got a new rhyme. I'm done. I'm done. I'm retired.
BIGV from the 813.
You're from New York. You're from the 913.
I'm from the 813. She is knocking everything I'm saying to her.
Because I don't like your lies.
You're seeing it, people. You're seeing it. She is blocking me.
I'm sipping my tea because I do not care. I'm not blocking you. I just want you to stick with the topic and the truth, which somehow bypasses you every week.
Guys, who do you want? Who would you like to co-host with? You vote for Noelle or vote for the BIGV from the put your votes in, guys. You know, it'd be nice to see a good competitive wager this week. Want to see some good voting. Want to see some happy faces. Don't be ashamed to say whatever. You know, if you go against me, hey, great. If you go with me, thank you very much, okay? I'm not who's going to put the block on it. And if you guys want to co-host with Noelle, by all means, go right ahead. See how cool that was?
Oh, you're so cool.
I am.
You're just the coolest.
I don't sweat it because I know what I bring to the table. And I'm good.
Hey, I know what I bring to the table.
Yeah, but you just finished 25 minutes. We got 25 minutes in, and you spent 23 of them blocking me.
No, I spent 23 trying to keep you on a topic, and I also don't believe that you bought the pizza. So I'm just putting that out there.
All right. I didn't buy the pizza. Vote for Noelle. Vote for the VIG.
Okay, guys, here is how you vote. You got to go on to Twitter, at Magic Tea Spiller. I will have the vote up for you Monday afternoon. You got 5 days to vote, and then we will say the winner next week. Also, Vito, would you like to share some information about your Patreon?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to let you talk about your wrestling show.
The wrestling show? Mm-hmm. Wrestling one-on-one with the big Vito Mafia, okay? We're going to school some people on how to be a pro wrestler, you know. And then catch us on our other Patreon, you know, shows, me and Big Ray. And I believe I Love VD is one of the hit shows that are on there. You know, but we can't have anybody crash the co-host party because that's an exclusive. But only here on the Russo brand. We are letting people, you know, jump in on the call.
Well, no, that's not even exactly true because on Patreon this week, you have a show with Big Ray called Men of Business, MOB.
That's right.
And Jay Bacala is coming Jay on, Bacala. Baby. Jay is going to come on. So when you're a Patreon on, for the Big Vito brand, you do get the opportunity to come on and podcast. So you'll be able to co-host with that's Big right, Vito. Guys. So you may as well just vote May because it's an option already
guys,
to be here.
Go to the Patreon place. Go to Patreon. See what we're about. Check it out.
Patreon.com/TheBigVito.
Look at the tiers. You'll definitely be happy with what we have. If we have something for everybody, you know, and maybe you can podcast with the BIGV from the LOG who lives in the 813 with Big Ray.
You know, also, too, we do a road show where our travels, and this week is going to be some of the footage from Disney, and that'll be on the Patreon for free. So if you guys want a little bit of a sample of what we do, you can head over to the Patreon and check that out. Also, don't forget we're on Twitch. Vito's live with Getting Color with Virtue on Sunday. We stream video games. There's past episodes of Mr. versus Mrs. There's Vice and Virtue, and there is a great pro wrestling show that we have on that does a classic pro wrestling review. They reviewed the Mega Powers exploding this week. So make sure you go check that out. That is free, but if you want to support us, go ahead and click the subscription button and you'll be able to see all of that content on there. Also, we're at the Big Vito brand on social media, on Facebook and TikTok.
Right. And if you'd like to make a donation to the Big Vito brand, our PayPal is shackdaddyvito@aol.com.
You don't need to make a donation.
Make a donation.
No, you don't need to make a donation.
Make
just
a
go
donation.
And subscribe.
Somebody donate.
Is this like your wish list thing again?
I need face products.
Just subscribe to Patreon and he'll be able to have his face products. All right, guys, that's it for this week's show. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Russo brand of Big Vito Audio, and we will see you guys next week with a fantastic winner. Stay safe, be happy. Bye-bye.
Riddle Deep.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Big Vito.
Big Vito.
Yeah, I feel like Big Vito.
Big Vito.
Yeah, you like Big Vito.
Big Vito.
Yeah, yeah. I said, I'm up next like I got the call from Vito. We not some average Joes, stay escaping from Leos. So call me Big Vito, I got a kick like a shoddy. And like Ciroc, you're taking hard shots to the body. They had you in a dress, but you were still styling. And if they talk crap, hit them with the code of silence. Told these haters get off me, your style stays sloppy. Tricking out the right.